Blog Talk Radio.
Foxy 107-104, the Triangle's only station for R&B and classic soul. Here's my man, Eric Benet, news for you on Foxy 107.1 and 104.3. Foxy presents Anthony Hamilton live in concert. It's just days away. The Soulful Summer Tour with special guests, Eric Benet, Marcus Canty. And it's going down June 8th at the Deepak. I want you, yes you, to keep listening for a chance to win free tickets. Foxy 107.1 and 104.3.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it.
Triangle, get ready. You've waited, and now he's here. Back in the Triangle, national recording artist Anthony
Hamilton. Woke up this morning, found a letter that she wrote.
Anthony Hamilton live.
I need to get away.
Saturday night, June 8th at Deepak. It's Anthony Hamilton. Foxy 107-104, the Triangle's only station for today's R&B and classic soul. This is Ty Jones. Ladies, we got tickets to see TGT. Ooh, Lord. And special guest, Fantasia. She really knows what Fed Up is all about. I got some of that on the way, too. And here's R. Kelly. When a woman's fed up, I know about that. On Foxy 107-104.
I'm standing here looking in the mirror.
This is your host, Ty Jones, and this is Ty Jones, The Voice. We have an interesting brother coming on the show today. I want to introduce him. I'm going to sit down and talk with rapper and actor Gat Murder. He talks about, and we're going to get into talking about, his first web series that he was a part of called Respect Life. I also want him to touch on a web series that I watched last night. It was really cool. It's called The Brooklyn Way. Let him talk about that. Also, all of his ties into hip-hop, I'm going to let him share that. He's been working with legends and making cameos and series with Redman, Method Man, Little C's, and more. And I want him to touch on that, as well as an up-and-coming event that he's got popping. So let's bring him in the studio. We have with us Gat Murda. What's up, Gat?
What's up? What's up? What's good? You here?
Yes, we're here. How are you? We on live
right now. What's going on,
right
on
now.
Si? What's
How
going
are
on,
you?
Si?
What's up?
I'm good.
What's good? What's good?
Trying to take over the world. Trying to take over the world. Regular shit. I could curse on you?
Yep. You can all curse on
shit.
Here.
You already know. All right.
Yes. All right. So I want to hear from you, Brooklynite. You're a native from Brooklyn. Let's get right into it. Let's get into it. I want to know how the pool party, before we get into your life and your up-and-coming events you got going on, tell me about the pool party. What was the motivation behind doing that pool party that I saw?
Oh, the motivation behind that was it was going to be 100 degrees. Me and my cast, we don't normally get time to hang out, not unless we're filming. So I'm like, let's put together a little situation for the summer. So me and my boy Ace and Millie, we put together the pool party for the Brooklyn Way family and some of the fans. So, you know, it was a good turnout. I did a video. I did a video with my man Dice Payne of D-Block that day at the pool party. It was different type of festivities going on. But, you know, overall, it was a great turnout. It was a great turnout. Shout out to everybody that came out to the Brooklyn Way pool party and turned up with me.
I saw that. That was nice. And tell me a little bit about this video. I saw a little snippet. There was a video that I saw. It looked like it was connected to the pool party.
Most definitely.
It's a little explicit. It's very spicy. You want to tell my listeners which video I'm talking about?
All right. It's a video called My Sex. It'll be dropping next month featuring me and my guy Dice Payne of D-Block. The record was produced by Dezu, you know, in-house producer of D-Block. So shout to Dezu. Shout out to Dice Payne that was on the record. Shout out to my man Midnight for shooting the video. So, you know, that video will be dropping in another month. It'll be dropping in August.
Okay. So when it does drop, Gat, Where can people take a look at it? Where can they find it?
Well, we're going to have it on WorldStar. We're going to have it on YouTube. We're going to have it on all the, you know, top blog sites. So you can look for that video called My Sex Feature, Gat Murder featuring Dice Payne on all, you know, blog sites.
Okay, that's very nice. Now, let me get into, I love your social media page. You have a great following, and I noticed your ties with Little C's, Little Kim. Big shout out to Big, rest in peace. Give me a little background and understanding.
I mean, I'm pretty much tied in with the whole Junior Mafia. Shout out to the whole Junior Mafia, Bristyle, Little C's, Kim, my man Nino, Banga. Shout to the whole Junior Mafia. That's family, you know. So it was easy to get them, incorporate them in the Brooklyn Way web series. It was easy to get them on records with me. You know what I'm saying? That song that you hear on the web series, me and Little C's actually did that in my crib. Shout to Little C's for coming to the crib to record that verse for the Brooklyn Way web series.
Nice.
So, you know, my guys right there.
I like it,
and,
so
you know,
season
Big,
two, the Brooklyn
Big,
Way.
Pretty much. Like Big pretty much inspired me because, you know, I'm from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Biggie from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. And I named the web series The Brooklyn Way on the strength of Big, you know, to keep Bed-Stuy, that motivation going in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, off a big name. So that's why I named the web series The Brooklyn Way. Spread love is The Brooklyn Way.
I love that. I love that. And I love there's an image that you have on your social media page with Big's face, that, you know, the artwork and you looking up to it. I mean, that's a beautiful representation of Big. And he left a humongous impact on so many people in the world,
right,
not just Brooklyn, that
right,
it's good to see you carry on the legacy through art, you know.
Right, most definitely.
I can appreciate that. So I like the dialogue in The Brooklyn Way. Give tell our listeners how was the creating, like when you were creating this, you are the mastermind behind it. How hard was it,
right,
or how easy was it of you to do the casting? I noticed that some of the footage is shot like in project, you know, buildings somewhere up in Brooklyn. You got permission. How was that process?
Honestly, like, I don't get no permission to do nothing in Brooklyn. I do what the fuck I want in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? I've been here all my life. I do what I want. Can't nobody tell me nothing. That's number one. Number two, like, when you seen so much in your life and you've been through so much in your life, it's easy to paint that picture. So that's why when you watch The Brooklyn Way, it's just things that goes on in real life. I'm around a lot of comedians, funny dudes. I'm around people that's, you know, been through real, real shit in their life, and I learned from that. So that made me incorporate a lot of that inside The Brooklyn Way web series, reality, comedy, you know what I'm saying, real life situations that people go through. You know what I'm saying, a bunch of grimy, foul niggas that's doing foul shit, a bunch of grimy females that do wild shit. I touch up on child molestation, lupus. I mean, real shit, like real topics in the show that people can learn from. You know what I'm saying? Because when you watch the Brooklyn Way web series, it's not just a shoot 'em up, bang, bang, gangster show. It's a show you can actually learn from. You know what I mean?
Yes. I did see that, and I did like, there was an introduction that you, and I posted it on my social media page. It's like a PSA that you did prior to one of the episodes. It actually was, I think it was like season 2, episode 4, if I recall. You were in it, and you were talking, you had a T-shirt on of a young little girl.
Yes, Antonia.
You recall that? Okay.
Yeah, she was in.
So give the listener,
you know what I'm saying, for defending herself.
Now, who was the baby girl, the T-shirt you were wearing? What's the storyline behind that little girl?
I totally forgot because I got so much going on in the show. So I'm trying to remember what the scene
you were dedicating
about.
The episode. So you were dedicating that episode to child abuse. And you were wearing a T-shirt of a young, light-skinned, pretty girl.
Yes, yes, yes. I remember. I forgot the situation, but I think she was molested and killed, something of that nature.
Oh no. Okay.
So
okay.
I think that was the that touched my soul. So that made me want to touch up on that topic, like, because I really, that really did something to me. Like, so I had to touch up on that topic.
I like that. And now that I have you here and you're giving us an insight on the Brooklyn Way, the web series, what was the motivation behind it, give the listeners the insight of, you mentioned you had a rough path growing up, being locked up. Have you ever been locked up? What's some of your background?
Some of my background, I mean, I was locked up for like little dumb shit, you know, fighting and, you know, regular typical shit, nothing crazy where I killed anybody or nothing dumb. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was just like little child shit, children shit, jumping turnstiles, being a knucklehead, robbing shit.
Right.
You know, little shit like that, but nothing crazy.
Right. So what has the influence of being from Brooklyn, being exposed to the artists that you've collaborated with, worked with, how has that conditioned your mind and you as an artist, producer, to do the work that you're doing now? Have you been heavily influenced by someone?
Far as like music-wise?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I was influenced by Big, Jay-Z, Big Daddy Kane, Rakim, The Lox, M.O.P., Smith & Wesson, Smooth the Hustler, Trigger the Gambler, Tupac.
Yeah.
I was influenced by a lot of, you know, a lot of artists. Method Man, of course. So it was a lot of, you know, artists that I was influenced by that made me want to rap and do music. And, you know, to actually start working with them and do, you know, and doing films with them, it's actually an honor to be doing that. Because I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for them to acknowledge what I do and like what I do, and I grew up, you know, listening to them and acknowledging their craft, is a beautiful thing.
I like that. I like hearing those that, like, I'm a baby to hip-hop. I was born in the Bronx. I'm from the Bronx, South Bronx, and I grew up listening to KRS-One. You know, I have ties with brothers like Teddy Ted, who is the producer of Awesome Duo and Nice and Smooth. I'm friends with Positive
K.
I have my uncle knows Rakim. You know what I'm saying? I'm old school, and hip hop is something that's been embedded in me since I can remember, from listening to The Bridges Over and and going to block parties in the Bronx. It's the birthplace of hip hop. So that's something I think that's just deep embedded in some of us, that I came up during that boom bap era when hip hop was not where it is today, and the culture, New York City dominated hip hop at one time. And when Big came into hip hop, he took the world by storm. So it's refreshing to hear someone
and he took
who's
the world
been
by
closely
storm
affected.
At a young age. He took the world by storm at a young age. You know what I'm saying? He was ahead of his time. Big was ahead of his time.
Yes. I agree with you. I agree with you.
Most definitely.
I have someone calling in, Gat. I have I have a caller, and let's take this call real quick, and I'm going to keep you on. Let's see who's calling in. This is Ty Jones with The Voice, and you're on Blog Talk Radio. Who am I talking to?
Yo, what's good? It's the boy Reed.
What's up, Jay Reed? How are you?
What's up, Reed?
I'm good. I'm good.
Reed,
what's going on? How y'all doing?
Reed, tell us
where
you're calling from. Where are you representing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling away from Tampa, Florida. I'm just taking a listen to Ty Jones. I rock with Ty Jones the long way. That's my blood cousin, so I'm calling in to check y'all out, and I'm listening to my man Murda. Sound like he know what he's talking about, man. I rock you, that.
Most definitely. I appreciate that, bro.
Reed, you got any questions for Murda?
Well, I mean, I guess the question that I'm an artist as well. I make music. You know what I'm saying? I'm influenced from the up north. Of course, I'm from the south, So I make down south music. I love the West Coast. I make music from everywhere. But what gives you your inspiration, man? What gives you your inspiration to keep going?
You know, like, I got a lot of fans worldwide that love me. So I feel like if I give up or if I stop, I feel like a failure. So they motivate me, like my fans worldwide that listen to my music, that watch my web series.
Right.
They inspire me to keep going hard like I do. You know, I got fans that call me, DM me every day. Like, yeah, please don't stop, you know, because the game now is different from how it used to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not what
right.
it used to be. And I feel like the stage of hip-hop now is just a new era time. It's their time. Like, we had the boom bap back in the days. You know what I'm saying? They got the mumble rap now, something I'm not really, you know,
yeah.
I don't really get
yeah.
with. I don't really fuck with like that. And
no, yeah.
Pretty much my fans and family, they keep me grounded. They keep me doing this shit.
Right.
Most definitely.
I like that. I like that. Hip-hop, so I want to hear from both of you men, but this is what I want to hear from Gap, because you've been in this game for a minute. What is your position with the state of the culture of hip-hop currently? What is your stance on it? How do you feel the state of the culture with hip-hop? I'll start it off by saying that.
2019?
Yes.
I just learned to accept it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a hater.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not a fan of the new music that's going on right now, but I just learned to accept it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So off the dome, top three artists, top three lyricists, MCs that you would say, yo, those are my three. I play this in my car. I bop to this beat. Who would you see your top three?
Right now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jadakiss, Fabolous,
mm-hmm.
and Hov.
Nice. I like that. And I've actually gotten the chance to see Jada a few times because he's forever in Raleigh, North Carolina. I love Jadakiss style. There's a song that Kiss got from years ago, but I still listen to this song. It was called Letter to Big. And mm-hmm. that song was a dedication and his feelings for Big. And I love how he did that. That song was actually pretty tight.
Yeah, he had good friend of Big. That's Jada and Big was close friends.
That's nice. Yeah, I could always tell that. You know, Big influenced a lot of individuals growing. I mean, I was blessed to have met him. I met him twice, and that's because I used to promote at Nell's, and I knew they shot
right.
footage of one of his videos at Nell's. I happened to be in my 20s, and I was a young promoter so at nightclubs. So I have to say I, too, was blessed to have met Tupac, and I've also met Big, and their loss has greatly affected all of us. That's why I feel the state of the culture with hip-hop. It's progressed to a way where you got brothers like Nipsey Hussle who have made
right.
major influences in hip-hop across the world, not just in L.A. or Cali. It's like international. People love him. Do you foresee yourself growing as an artist such as that to become a philanthropist, giving back to the community, being a voice for the people?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely. I'm actually doing a give back to my community September 1st. So I'm giving back to
okay.
the kids. I'm giving back to my community on my block where I'm from, Kosciuszko mm-hmm. and Lewis Ave in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So let's repeat that. Give people
the
date. Give people the date, the who, what, when, and where for this event.
September 1st, starting 12 o'clock noon on my block in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, Kosciuszko between Lewis and Stuyvesant. I will be doing the give back to the kids and the homeless. So pull up on me.
Nice.
So, like, what we'll be doing, we'll be giving the kids free haircuts. Free notebooks, free book bags, free hot dogs, free everything. It's for the kids.
Oh, that's what's up. That's nice because I know school starts in September in New York City. So that's much appropriate. That's good timing, too. Good looking out. So tell me about this concert that you have coming up with Papoose, and what's your connection with Pat?
Pat is my Bed-Stuy neighbor, me and Papoose. We both from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. We connected with a lot of the same people. His friends is my friends. That's my boy as well. Shout out to Papoose.
Mm-hmm.
I reached out to him. I let him know that this is what I'm doing for the Brooklyn Way concert, and he was with it 100%. So shout out to Papoose. He support what I do with the Brooklyn Way. He love what I'm doing. So it's just pretty much love. The love me and Pap got, it was just genuine. You know what I'm saying? His manager is my dog. He my man. So it was just easy to put it together.
So I see
so,
that,
you know,
this
me and Papoose will be touching that stage and getting crazy.
Okay. So the concert takes place Saturday, August 31st, for all that don't know. This is Saturday, August 31st.
That's right. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Doors open at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Make sure y'all there at 6 p.m. The show starts at 8 o'clock. It's going to be a lit situation.
Okay.
I got a lot of good artists that's touching the stage, that's active for Brooklyn, New York, that's doing their thing. And I'm bringing out a lot of special guests, a lot of special acts. I got a lot of special invites that's coming. So it's going to be a great networking thing. So if you're trying to get your network on, pull up in Brooklyn August 31st to my concert, the Brooklyn Way concert. The advance tickets is $25. At the door, you already know. There's more at the door. So get those advance tickets. Get at me. Get at my little cousin, Young Fresh, for those tickets. And we lit.
I see you're going to be having performances by Bam Vito, Bo Mayo, Ty Brown, Millie Dodd, Troublesome, Trapper, Kayla Tiffany, 50-50 Billions, Rock Boy GZ, Frost. So you got a lot. You got a nice lineup, and this is going to be
taking place, guys.
What's up?
Tell you.
Let me tell them. Let me tell
them. I'm trying to tell you.
I see. So this is all taking place at the VC House, 90 Waterbury Street, Brooklyn, New York. Like you said, repeat, doors open at 6 p.m. Performances start at 8 p.m. So, Gat, let me ask
doors
you
open
this.
At 6.
You say, and performance starts at 8. So let me ask you,
performances start at 8.
You being this producer of a hit series, The Brooklyn Way, do you ever have brothers that shout you out, DM you, looking for an opportunity? Have you ever put a brother on? Do you do that?
Most definitely. It's a few people in the Brooklyn Way web series that I met off GP and put them in the show. So I'm the type of person, if I feel your vibes and your energy, I don't have a problem giving you an opportunity. The majority of the people that's in the show is people I grew up with or my family. So anybody you see in the Brooklyn Way is people I actually grew up with or I've been close to for a lot of years, or I'm blood related to them. So that's how, you know, the Brooklyn Way goes.
So this is why, and I'm asking someone like Jay Reed, because Jay, you're doing your thing in Tampa, Florida. Would you ever see yourself wanting to collab with someone like Gat? You have your thing going with radio out there. You perform in certain nightclubs. You're making a buzz in Tampa. Would you see yourself wanting to invite him to do a showcase out there in Tampa?
Oh, of course, man. There's a lot of venues down here. It's a lot similar to up north. But there's definitely a lot of venues down here that we could definitely get them down here and book some shows for sure. I got my homeboy on the line with me. I got my homeboy on the line with me that I actually do music with. His name is Price Man.
Okay.
I got Price Man listening in right now. We both do music.
Salute.
And he listening right now.
Bro.
So, yes, sir. So we definitely checking you out, man, and much respect to you. I see you doing your thing. You collabing with artists.
Much love.
We all in the same field, so I definitely wouldn't mind collabing with you for sure.
Likewise, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Set these venues up. Let's start booking shit and get into a bag. I'm with it.
Sure.
So what I'll do, Jay, and Gat, I will, when the studio, and we're done in the studio, I will shoot Jay your number. I'll shoot Jay number to you two Gat. Both of you guys, I'll send the information so y'all can get it popping. I will say, Gat, that I've had some close ties with Jay Reed. He is a cousin of mine, blood related. His mother's from Puerto Rico. My father's from Puerto Rico, so that's how we're cousins. And he happens to do hip hop. So back in 2016, I jumped into Jay's life, and me having some ties with people like Teddy Ted and others, Teddy being a producer and books artist, Ted got on board with Jay. He started giving him airplay, and Jay did a remix that I requested for LL's Rock the Bells. It actually transferred pretty good. He was getting some radio play. So I rock with him. He came down to Atlanta. They do an event called the A3C, and that's where all these amazing artists come in to perform. Redman, Rakim, De La Soul. It was amazing.
Right.
And it's actually something that you two need to collab. I definitely want to see it happen. And Florida has a culture that's a little bit different than up north, but I got to respect the game too. So
let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay.
Networking is key. Let's get it.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I'll be dropping two parts to the web series, the finale. I'll be dropping two parts, part one and part two, next month. I'll be dropping part one. In September, I'll be dropping part two. So that y'all can get ready for that, too.
Okay.
And season three will be coming real soon.
Wow, that's what I was about to say, because that's in the fall. So how often do you stop and start a new season? And how many episodes normally go within a season for you?
14. I'm actually on set right now. I'm about to shoot a scene with my cousin Smoke for the finale. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yo, say what up to the people, Smoke.
Yo, what's up, people?
What's up, Smoke? Let me hear from
what's
you.
Good?
Let me hear from you, Smoke. What's
Hold
going on.
On?
What's going on?
How you doing? How you doing?
How are you, Smoke? Welcome to the. This is Todd Jones, host of The Voice. You're on Blog Talk Radio, and let me hear from you. What's your connections to Gat?
That's my cousin. That's my blood cousin.
Okay. All right. So are you going to be debuted, or you're doing some acting on the web series, The Brooklyn Way, as well?
Yes, I'm on all episodes. He's actually a main character.
So,
he's the one that be around robbing everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's Smoke.
Oh,
it's Smoke
my God.
And Staff.
Wait a minute. So are you the one that robbed old boy in the apartment when you was coming there to get something, but then you wind up robbing him? Like taking the red, it was a red book bag with some coke in it and all that. Was that you?
Nah, that was my boy. He was
Styled. Okay.
Yeah, he was the one that came through the window and robbed Fat Boy for his money. He told him to name five
series.
Oh,
my God. Yeah. Okay. Now I know who you are. Okay, that's what's up. The storylines are crazy, and I really, really appreciate the show for his realness, his rawness, just being in the trenches of the city. When I look at a show like that, it just brings memories of just being back home, the city life, because I don't think too many people, unless you really was raised or born in New York City, understand the culture of living in a city such as New York and the stuff that can happen in a borough. So I really do appreciate you for bringing this to the light and having a show such as this. So I really do like you guys. I think
it's crazy because most people that cater to us is from like the South or from like Cleveland or Michigan or, you know, outside of New York City. I mean, New York City, they love us, they support us, but outside of New York, they love the show. You know what I mean? Toronto, Canada, you know what I'm saying? LA, the West Coast.
Yeah.
You know,
Like
we reach everybody through that web series. We be wanting to connect with everybody, but it's hard. You got to put together like a Brooklyn Way tour or something. But we're connected.
Yeah,
like the show
you
is hitting worldwide. Yeah, the show is hitting worldwide. So we appreciate everybody that's tapped in, that's tuning in to the Brooklyn Way web series.
Definitely.
Yeah, and I appreciate you coming on my show, because the beauty of this show, just like you with your series, it can be heard even if those that don't call in today is broadcasting live, you can actually pick this up on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk. The show will also post directly to Facebook as soon as we finish. So people can click on to the link on my Facebook page, and it will be and they can hear this interview right now. So anything that you want to pretty much tell my listeners, anything else you've got going on, where can they find you? I would like for the listeners to know that. Where can they find you as far as your social media?
You can follow me on the gram. Follow me on the gram, G-A-T underscore M-U-R-D-A-H. The gram, it's Gat Murder Everything, G-A-T-M-U-R-D-A-H, everything. Follow the Brooklyn Way page, that's D-A-B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N, Way on Instagram. We got a Brooklyn Way fan page on Facebook. Follow the Brooklyn Way fan page on Facebook and hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I ain't hard to find. Or, you know, if you're in New York City, pass through Brooklyn Bed-Stuy, you'll find me. Just say my name.
That's what's up. And as far as Smoke, you're in there with your cousin. Where can they find you? You have a social media page?
Yeah, on Instagram, Smoke underscore the Brooklyn Way.
That's what's up. Thank you. J Reed.
Underscore DA Brooklyn Way. Smoke.
That's what's up. And I'm going to tag you, Gat Murder. I'm going to tag you in the post that I put on the show. I'll tag you in it, and then I'll email it to you.
There's people hitting me saying they're calling.
I have no one calling right now, and I can see everyone that calls. I have Jay Reed in the studio, and I have myself and you in the studio currently.
You got call waiting?
Jay, yes, I do. I do have call waiting because this studio one can take like over 50 callers if they call in.
Oh, that's not quite sure.
Yeah, this the platform that I have for Blog Talk Radio. We have 3 hours of talk time if I wanted to, but I do those for various other types of shows. For you, I kept it brief because I don't want to dampen the spirit of the energy that you actually give to this show. I love your energy.
Right.
And I love all the information that you've been sharing with our listeners, because in my profession, I believe this. If I'm passionate about something, I want to debut it. I have a passion for hip-hop. I have close ties to a lot of people industry-wise myself from just growing up in the industry, being a radio host and working in radio and doing club promotions. I've met a lot of artists from Jam Master Jay to Prince to you name it, Big Daddy Kane, Run DMC. I work with De La and Most Def. So my influences have been many, and I always appreciate those that are continuing to pave the way, such as yourself. So I really do appreciate you coming on the show today. I'm going to wrap it up by asking you this. If you could do anything currently to influence hip-hop, what would you do? Like, would you ever see yourself on your YouTube series doing something to give back in your film that expresses your passion for Brooklyn and your passion for Big and your passion for hip hop?
All I can do is try to give back. You know what I'm saying? All I could do is try to get a platform. Mm-hmm. All I could do is try.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if I make it to a whole nother level, I could, you know.
So with that said, the concert that you're doing, yeah, I hear you. The concert you're doing with Pap, it says concert series. Are you going to have more of those to come?
Yeah, I do Brooklyn Way concert every once a year. I do it once a year.
Okay.
Once a year.
If someone wanted to, do they have to audition to be a part of your series? Like, how do you get your line for the people that you have performing?
I don't do auditions. If I feel your vibes,
then, you know what I'm saying, your energy, then, you know, I wouldn't mind putting you on the show.
That's
but as
up.
Of now, it's a hold on that for the simple fact we overloaded over here, so.
Okay. Well, it's better to be in business than not, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. All right, Murda, I really have been very impressed by this interview. I love your background, your passion for your music, what you're doing currently representing Brooklyn. Really appreciative. Anything else before we leave the airways today? Anything you want to share with the listeners?
Definitely.
Yes.
I need everybody to go subscribe to the Brooklyn Way TV. That's DA Brooklyn Way TV on YouTube. We will not be putting season 3 on YouTube. We will have season 1 and season 2 on YouTube. Season 3 will not be on YouTube. But go subscribe to the Brooklyn Way TV now and check out the first 2 seasons. That's DA Brooklyn Way TV.
So since you've told me that season 3 won't be on there, where can we find it? Like, what's going on?
It will be on my website. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting together the Brooklyn Way website right now. So, you know, you can check those new episodes of season 3 on the Brooklyn Way website.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you could get those.
Okay, so you're making it more exclusive.
Yes, making it more exclusive. So, you know, like cause for like season 1 and season 2, we did that for the people for free. So, like season 3,
okay.
If you really support us and you really rock with us, you'll pay that couple dollars to, you know, watch those episodes. Because, like, me and my cast, we're working for free. We going hard for free. We putting this out for free and we not getting paid for it. So, you know, it got to come a point where, you know, our supporters got to support now.
No,
so
I like
that.
I like that. No,
it
makes sense.
We've been going hard with it, and we've been very consistent. We've been very consistent, and, you know, we got the people attention around the world, and we did this for people for free, like, for free, free of charge. So now, like, you know.
So let me ask, because you're putting this on your website, you want those to pay. I think it makes sense. It makes perfect sense. Those that subscribe to Netflix and Hulu and all of these other, you know, online streaming movie channels that you have to pay for, it makes perfect sense for you to want to profit because, you know, money don't grow off of trees. If it did, we'd all be rich. But my question to you, have you ever considered putting it in a script and submitting it to a place like Netflix for it to go straight to Netflix to have a bigger production? Have you ever considered doing something such as that? Oh, no. Hold on 1 second. He dropped. Jay, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Okay, hold on. That's him.
Hello?
That's him. Yeah, I'm here. The call dropped. What I was asking was, would you ever consider doing something such as that, like going straight to a Netflix with your show?
Depending on the situation. Depending
gotcha.
On the situation. Like,
then,
I'm going to be honest. I don't really...
We need to talk then, and I after the show on another day because I do have a few projects in the makings myself.
Right.
And I have a script that I have created and written, and it's actually doing a hip hop musical, like Grease. If you remember the movie Grease, we've actually have something that's done in a hip hop version. We need a producer, and I think I would like to talk to you more so about it because the script is amazing. I've had several individuals go over it, me and a partner of mine, and I have ties with a few people from Radio 1. So I would love for you to – I'm going to talk to you outside of the show about that if you don't
Most
mind.
Definitely. Let's do it.
Yeah. So – last, we got 5 minutes left before the show ends. I would like to hear from, I want to hear from you before we end this segment by giving the listeners another just a shout out about the concert series that you have coming up, and letting them know about that one more time. So,
listen, people, and listen to Gat Murdoch clearly. This is going to be the biggest concert in Brooklyn, New York, August 31st. I promise. It's going to be the biggest. A lot of your favorite rappers will be in the building. A lot of rappers that you haven't heard from in a long time, they will be in the building. Some of the update artists will be in the building. It's going to be a great networking situation. And yours truly, Gat Murdoch, and my brother Papoose, will be touching the stage, and we will be getting crazy. Best Stop Brooklyn will be in the building. Let me talk my shit. Don't cut me off, Ty. This is what's going down, man. Best Stop Brooklyn will officially be in the building on August 31st. Doors open at 6. Show start at 8. And now we'll be touching the stage by 10:30. So get your tickets, your advance tickets now. Hit me up on my page. I could get those tickets to you. Hit my cousin Young Fresh up. He's attached to the flyers and everything. Hit him up for the tickets, and you're in the building. Just pop out and support.
Okay, so with that said, since you did mention tickets, I'm glad you mentioned that. Advance tickets sold where? Eventbrite.com, a website.
We're not doing it like that. If you support the Brooklyn Way, you support Gat Murdoch, hit me up directly. Hit Young Fresh up directly. We want to see where our supporters is at. We don't want to do Eventbrite, none of that. We want to see where our supporters at.
All right, so they can just go to your Instagram page and send you a DM.
Go to my gram. Yep, go to my gram. Hit me on my DM. Go to Young Fresh gram. Hit him up on the DM, and we take it from there.
Okay, that's actually impressive that you are going so direct with your followers and listeners as opposed to using other social media platforms to anchor your ticket sales or the footage that you're shooting on YouTube. I find it fascinating that you're finding other facets to have individuals just reach out to you directly. It's like a grassroots movement you're doing, so I really do like that style. It's like you're taking ownership of your career, your life, your music, your artistry. So I have to say, I commend you for that. That's actually very admirable.
Good job.
I like that. I really like that. Thank you so much. This is Ty Jones, your host. You are listening to Gat Murdoch. We sat down.
The one
and
only.
He was talking about it. The one and only Brooklyn's finest Gat Murdoch. I really appreciate you being on my show today.
Thank you for having me,
Ty Jones. Oh, I love having you. You can find me, Ty Jones. I'm on Instagram. It's Love Jones Ty. I'm also on Facebook. It's Ty.Jones. And you can also reach me right here in the studio. If you ever want to be a guest on the show, please, like Gat said for him, do the same with me. Send me a DM on my social media page, and I'll definitely examine who you are as an artist or a guest or whatever it is you got going on. Jay Reed, it's a pleasure for you calling in. You got 30 seconds, Jay. Shout it out and let people know of your up-and-coming album or a single or video you got coming on. Shout now.
It's your boy Jay Reed, man. Tampa, Florida, all-day representer. The gram, I'm going to definitely get it, you got, and follow you. I'm Reed the Great on Instagram, so you will see me, Reed the Great, holler at you. My dude is Price Man Banker. He'll be hollering at you. Projects coming up. I got Get the Bags. Funny you was talking about doing the bag. Get the Bags, one of my singles I just put out. I'm putting out another single called Juice on August 1st. With featuring Price Man, me and him putting out a track August 1st called Juice.
Okay,
that's
dope.
What's up, Jay Reed. Jay, I know you're coming back and jumping on the show August 5th. I'll be interviewing you. Anyone musically, whatever you have music, send it to me in the form of an MP3, and I'll have your music played on the show. I want to thank both of my guests for coming, Gat Murdoch and his cousin. Gap being a producer for the Brooklyn Way. Thank you. Big shout out to Brooklyn. Thank you, Gap Murda. I'm going to continue to follow you.
Anytime.
Peace and blessings. I love you all. Thank you.
Likewise.
Okay. Nice.